Thanks so much for joining us as we continue devotions focused on building our family strong. Yesterday, we focused on the assignment that God gives every husband, and we emphasized it is indeed a tall order. Every husband is to love his wife just as Christ loved the church. Today, we'll focus on the biblical instruction for wives from Ephesians 5. Now, I want to read it. Let's work to understand what it means from a biblical perspective. Ephesians 5, 22 through 24, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. All right. The word submission. Now, in our culture, it has been made out to be an antiquated word that smacks of servitude, inequality. And no doubt many misguided and, let's just say it, despicable men who profess to be believers have abused their wives either physically or verbally using this verse. That is ungodly. That is unscriptural. That is just flat out wrong. That is sin. That's not what this verse is saying. This verse speaks to the God-given assignment in families. Just think of it as a partnership between a president and a vice president of a company. They work side by side. They work in partnership. They do things together. They make decisions together. And one has to have the final responsibility. It's the husband who's going to stand before God to give an account for his family, for his marriage. So, it is in the marriage and family. Wives are to voluntarily submit themselves to the servant leadership of their husbands. Now, see or listen to yesterday's devotion on servant leadership. The partnership doesn't work. Submission does not work. The man is not willing to fulfill his role as a servant leader. All right, submission does not mean that the wife is inferior to her husband in any way, shape, or form. Submission does not mean that the wife loses her identity in the relationship. Submission does not mean that the wife becomes a passive participant. The Apostle Peter used Sarah, Abraham's wife, as an example of submission. You can read about Sarah in Genesis 16 through 21. Man, she was anything but a quiet, passive, non-participant. Just read about her. She was a strong woman. She spoke her mind, but she stuck by her husband during his disappointments and difficulties and discouragement. They were in it together, and God blessed her for her unwavering commitment. Father, don't let us place the culture's definition on biblical truth. Help each husband and wife fulfill the roles in marriage that you have designed and assigned. In Jesus' name, amen.